Good morning. It's 7 o'clock, Friday morning. I am feeling good. I'm feeling hopeful. Feeling like it's almost a fall morning. It just has that feel and that look of fall. And now I've moved into, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about a fall. Autumn. And peace and serenity and with a little sadness with fall. Today I'm feeling hopeful and rejuvenated. I need to get on task and get a few things done today. And good, it's Friday. Good things are happening. I've had fabulous time with Lindsay, and Courtney is going to have her get the key to her house today. Everything's good. Feeling good. And thinking about life and the positive things. It's 11 a.m., Friday, August 24th. Just going to enter a short little blurb here about how am I feeling. For some reason, a little anxious right now. I have a full day ahead of me still, and I need to regroup. I'm thinking about too many things. So, at the moment I'm thinking about the fog rolling in. And, it's gorgeous, and I was Puget Sound pot of whales that comes through. I've been watching for them. So we'll see what's going on. It's a little after 2, Friday, the 24th of August. I was listening to, making sure this was on track, and I think I may have, erased a bit of the 11 o'clock hour. I was talking about the whale pods and hoping that they would swim by. I'm feeling good. Not as productive as I would like today, but it's been a good day. Gorgeous outside. Let's see. I'm feeling excited about helping Courtney and Greg do their yard, and I'd love to come down and, that's not how I'm feeling. I'd like to come down, see you, Lindsay, also. I'm feeling just pretty good and content right now. Talk to you at 4. It's 4:30. 4 p.m. on Friday. The day is going well, quiet day. Thinking about a lot of things. And I'm feeling fine. Not too much to say this hour. Maybe have more to say at dinner time. Hello, it's 6 o'clock. I'm feeling fine. Kind of lonely. Having Lindsay with me all the time and now no Lindsay at all. So I'm thinking about, wonder what Lindsay's doing. I just talked to Court. I know she's headed for the house with Greg and they're going to look around. And so I'm thinking about dinner, and Nala and I are going to eat out on the porch, I think. talk to you soon. Eight p.m. Friday. I just finished a fabulous crab louis that we had leftovers from Courtney and Lindsay and I. It was terrific. So I'm feeling full and happy. I'm thinking about how gorgeous the sky is with all the contrails and the sun just set. I ran up the stairs. I'm kind of out of breath. Well, anyhow, it's been a quiet day, and I'm thinking about relaxing and reading. Talk to you soon. Bye. It's a little after 10 on Friday. I was just relaxing and reading, and I read half a chapter too long. Been a good day, quiet day. Got a lot of thinking and planning done. It's about time to think about going to bed because I'm going to get up early for my 7 a.m. wake-up call. I'm thinking that it's just a little bit on the melancholy side. I'm not sure what that's all about. I think it has to do with fall in the air, and hearing this, I can smell a campfire and people in the distance, just a little can't think of a good word, but it's not sad, it's just thoughtful. Okay, talk to you in an hour. It's 11 p.m. My last entry of the night. It's a peaceful evening. Gorgeous, gorgeous moon. It's just beautiful. I've decided, what am I thinking? I'm thinking maybe I should move my bedroom to the south side. switch with the guest room. It's just so absolutely peaceful and serene and just touches my soul. So, that's what I'm thinking. I love the sunrise in this bedroom, but I don't know. That's going to be a difficult decision, but the guest room winning out at the moment. Okay. Stars are twinkling, the great moon is in the sky, and it's all right with the world. Night-night. Good morning. It's Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Oh, yawn. My alarm sounded like the house alarm this morning. Shot me right up. I'm feeling like I just woke up, and it's kind of cloudy out. A big boat must have gone by because the waves are crashing. It's cool out, so maybe I'll go do some yard work. Or go help Courtney and Greg strip wallpaper. That's probably a better idea. Well, I'm feeling okay. Maybe a little bit of the cold that we're passing around in this family. See you again at 11. It's 11 o'clock on Saturday, Courtney's birthday. Happy birthday, Courtney. It's a gray day, but it's peaceful and calm, and I'm peaceful and calm, and thinking about meeting Courtney over at her new house. Talk to you soon. It's 2 o'clock. I'm thinking about going over to see Courtney and to take a little lunch slash dinner birthday. I'm trying to think where there's a Dairy Queen. Wish you were with us, Lindsay. I miss you very much. I'm feeling good. It's Courtney's birthday, and that's cause for a celebration. Better get on the track so I can catch the ferry. Talk to you at 4. Hi, it's 4 p.m. Saturday. Courtney's birthday. I say again. Happy birthday, Cord. I wanted to get this call, I wanted to do my 4 o'clock, and then I am going to go over and sing happy birthday to Courtney. Feeling fine. A lot of things I have going on at one time, but I'm going to go see Courtney and not socialize. I'd rather see the house and see what they're doing. So, feeling fine. Talk to you at 8 o'clock. Bye. Or 6 o'clock. It's 6 p.m. on Saturday. Courtney's birthday. Gee, Lindsay, we'll have to say that when you're in Turkey. Well, my plans have changed. Courtney and Greg are coming over to Vashon for the night, because I'm one block over, three blocks down, and really, they have a leak or something in their apartment, but looking forward to it. Wish you were here with us. Feeling good. I'm scurrying about, trying to make it look as if I haven't tried to clean it all. It kind of looks that way. Okay, princess girl. Oh, I shouldn't. This isn't a phone answering machine. I'm thinking about Courtney and Greg coming. I'm thinking about what a good week we, 10 days we had. Wishing you were here. Some people down the beach are having kind of an end of summer party, and I wish we had done that while you were here. But maybe I can surprise you with a weekend ticket home, and we can have a fire and a party. I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling the sky is broken up, and it's my flag's blowing away. So, talk to you at 8. Bye. It's 8 o'clock. Courtney and Greg are here. Birthday girl, birthday girl. I'm happy. We're cooking. And I wish you were here, Lindsay Anna. Worked outside a little. I'm feeling good. The day turned out differently than I thought. It's kind of sunny right now, although the sun is setting, but kind of windy, so we may eat in the house. It may sound like, boy, I'm really happy when I have company such as my daughters, which is true, but I'm happy other times too. I'm thinking about dinner and preparing it and toasting Courtney and just a good evening. It's me again, recording time. We had a fabulous dinner for Courtney's birthday. I'm feeling good. Maybe a little like, I don't know, overdue, talk too much, be too much, too much. Whatever. I'll simmer down, and Courtney and Greg are going to go to bed. And I'll talk to you again soon. But I'm really happy that that Courtney and Greg came over, and I'm going to learn to mellow out a little. It's my last entry of the night. It was a fabulous day. Had a birthday party for Courtney. And we were just outside watering. I feel good. Footnote, I hear Greg snoring. I have a feeling Courtney will end up sleeping with me tonight. Just a prediction. We'll find out tomorrow. Stay tuned. Night. Noon. Good morning. It's Sunday morning. Looks like it's going to be another one of those variable days outside. It rained in the night. I didn't sleep too well, but I loved hearing the rain in the trees and trying to chase a raccoon away. So, a little bit of wild adventure in there. I think it's going to be a good day. Good morning. It's a good day. Court and Greg just traded vehicles with me and took the ladder to go work on their home. And I'm going to work on my things today. I'm feeling good and wish you could have been with us last night, Lynn. Think I'll go have some oatmeal. That's what I'm thinking about. So, talk to you soon. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday, and the weather's holding out. Let's see, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, that's beginning to wear thin, is good. I'm feeling satisfactory with that. Thinking about how nice it's going to be when I have my guest room emptied out and arranged. So that's what I'm working on today. And just kind of focusing on finishing that up. It's 4 o'clock. I'm feeling, a little sad for some reason. What am I thinking about that I wish I could get it together and get this show on the road? Well, it's about 6 o'clock, and that's about all I have to say. It's Sunday evening. Sun is setting, and I feel better. Just talked to Lindsay Anna, and she makes me smile. The sea is calm and a little, the tide's in. There's an interesting barge down the way. It's, I guess, waiting for the tide to go out. I turned the TV on for some reason, thinking, maybe they'll kind of keep me company from going from Lindsay with me and Courtney with me to the kitty and I. It just seems like I need a little transitional noise, so we'll see. I may not have much patience or anyone seem to get the channel. Well, whatever. Anyhow, I will talk to you soon. It's me again. It is evening. It's night. It's really getting dark earlier and earlier. It's incredible how the sun sets so much earlier, the end of August. It truly is almost fall. It just, it's kind of like in Indiana, it just happens overnight. I think that had to do with my mood today. So, doing better. Talked to Courtney, and they had a good day working on their home, and Lindsay had a good day getting herself squared away, California. So, talk to you one more time before I go to bed. Over and out. Last entry of the night. Just watching the news and going to get to bed early. Get up and start a productive day tomorrow. Good Monday morning. It's a good day, and I'm going to get up and stretch and start the day on a positive note. Looking forward to today. Good morning. I'm thinking about what a pretty day it is and how many things I have to do, so I'm feeling kind of stressed. God, I'd love to have everything done and then I don't have to be stressed anymore. Listen to me. I need an attitude adjustment. I will try and do that before I talk to you again. Good afternoon. Sun is shining and I'm getting some work done. Feels good. I just needed to just focus and kick myself. talked to Lindsay and she's doing well this morning, or this afternoon, and I may talk to Court soon about meeting her over at her house, but so far, so good today. Good afternoon. It's still a sunny day, and I'm making progress. I've sorted through, seems like, endless paperwork. Organized some things and tossed some other things, so making some headway here. I'm feeling, that's always kind of a rewarding feeling, but I still have a ways to go, so wish me luck. Bye. Hello, it's Monday evening. Sun just set. It's beautiful out. Got, let's see, what to say this evening. I accomplished quite a bit, quite a few things that I wanted to do. I had time to think and maybe even meditate. It's been a quiet, peaceful, good day, and I talk to you a couple more times. Well, I think this is my last recording of the night. Hope I didn't skip one. I was just looking out. The moon is hiding behind a tree. Brittany said it was gorgeous coming up, but probably won't be awake when it sets. There's some crazy seabirds out here. I love the night on the water. It's just very peaceful. Makes me think I want to change bedrooms so I can look over here where the moon is and the water. Would have been good to have a fire tonight. I never had a fire. Beach fire. Well, I'm going to go to bed and read a little. Get up tomorrow and work on organizing my home. Good night, man. Oh, good morning. It's Tuesday morning. Really interesting morning. I woke up about 5-ish, and I think that there was a solar eclipse. I think the Earth eclipsed the sun, but I didn't think it was supposed to be last night, but it was really unique. So that was kind of exciting as the sun was coming up. So it was kind of a really creative looking sky this morning. So. Good morning, and off we go. It's 11 o'clock, and I am situation where I know something isn't right, and I'm trying to rectify it. We'll see where it goes from here. I feel either very alone or very nuts. Here I am, breathing. I'm breathing. I don't know, I'm confused and frustrated, and I should be happy, and I don't know, why should I, what should we, same things I've been saying. It's pretty out, blue sky, blue water. And I've got this issue. Always searching. Very alone. Mid-afternoon, and I'm doing okay. Just wonder if I'm the term whirling is really apropos. Pretty day, everything is right with the world, except my head, literally. I think I have a new revelation. Something new has revealed itself to me. But that's kind of a sequential thing that just kind of goes and goes. Still, there's no answer. Well, I'm a little late for my early evening recording. I'm feeling optimistically better. It's really difficult to speak today. I'm feeling a little better. It is, I don't know, about life and figuring it out and having a productive, meaningful life that includes everyone I love. Where did that come from? Well, I was a little bit sad earlier, and now I'm feeling better, getting ready to go to bed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning. It is another day on the beach, and I am ready to conquer Bashong. I think I'm gonna run down for morning coffee. Well, I have showered and gotten dressed here. Let's see, earlier I said something about conquering Bashong. I'm not so sure that that's anything I need to do today. Get my little sailboat out. Go. I wish I had been able to take sailing lessons, because that would... I need to meet some people on the island and kind of enlarge my circle of friends. Talk to you soon. Early afternoon check-in, and the sky is incredible. We're supposed to have some storms today, but I don't see any signs of it yet. I'm feeling average. And I'm thinking about what I can do to get myself on track this afternoon. Well,
I received, I'm feeling kind of anxious. I received some legal stuff in the mail regarding a lawsuit that I'm embroiled in, and it always puts me in an anxious mode. I think I'll try and do some deep breathing and pull out my little pictures of yoga and see if I can do some relaxation. Well, not sure the yoga helped, but it was, it did. The deep breathing helped in my rendition of yoga, which is probably not real close to any subscribed to yoga. That's okay. What works for me, I guess. So I'm going to try and relax and sit on the porch for a while and get ready for bed. Good morning. I think I have this on too loud. There. I'm sleepy. It's a good morning. It's quiet out. I can't think of anything profound. I'm feeling kind of tired and thinking about starting my day. Well, the day's going okay. I'm feeling pretty good. And I have a lot of paperwork to do, and I'd better get started so I can make a little progress. I'm feeling good. I'm sitting out on the deck and it's breezy and I was right with the world. I did some paperwork and I just couldn't focus on it any longer and decided to come out and tinker around with my plants. So, thinking this is a good thing to do, and I need a I need an assistant to take care of my paperwork. Good idea, but who's gonna pay for it? Well, I think this tape is about ready to run out, so I'm not sure if it's going to just stop on me or what, but I will continue on another one if it does. I'm feeling just kind of blah right now. I almost regret that our little experience is almost over. It kind of helps me keep track of my day a little better. So maybe I need to get a recorder and do this on a regular basis. It might be like my daily journal. Well, how am I doing? I am doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm feeling like I don't know. I'm just not tuned into how I'm feeling. I guess I'm too busy paying attention to this and seeing if it's going to run out of tape. I love you, Lindsay Anna. I mentioned the other day, I'm looking forward to coming down and looking around Los Angeles and spending some good time with you. I hope this project, or not this project, this is an art. This is a whatever. Well, I'm just babbling now, so I'll stop and talk to you this evening. Okay. Did I mention the other day? It's sure getting dark early. I'm feeling... Good morning. It's a gorgeous morning, the water's calm, I feel good, the moon's still out, it's just a good day, but it's just begun. Surfing to the if I'm thinking about the positive, resolute day and ending the week with progress. An optimism and awareness and hope. A P.S. Hope springs eternal. Hello, I'm got out of the shower and I'm thinking I better hurry along and get my day going. Talk to you soon. Good afternoon. Things are still kind of odd for me. I'm having a difficult time being honest with my feelings. It's a challenge to be candid about how I'm feeling right now. Where is the line? This is an art project, not a deep psychoanalytical. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to talk to Lynn. Hello, recorder. Kind of a
odd set of recordings the last day or so. my hair is shorter than ever. And I just trimmed it a little, but I don't know. I don't know. I think I've confirmed that it truly whirls around my head, but it's to be seen. I sound sarcastic. I am sarcastic. I feel like a sarcastic bitch today. Boy, that's why I just am reluctant to continue on this vein. Then comes the question, do I put on a happy face and say, I don't know, I'm going to call Lindsay. It's 4 o'clock and I haven't talked to Lindsay yet. So I think I'll give you a call. I've been getting some things done. I know that life takes its turns and its ups and its downs, and happy and sad and joyful and tearful. I've been all of those places, and of course you can't appreciate the joy and the happiness without having a taste of the other. So, it's just this medium that I'm not, it's trying to figure something out that I don't know quite how to, and I don't have at this point a good resource. But now that I have my computer, I may just take an afternoon and see what I can find. Well, it is early evening, and I'm headed to the store to pick up some things. I'm content, and thinking about tomorrow. I'm having house guests, so I have to pick up a few things. I think I'll go by the cute little fish store that Lindsay got some great Dungeness crabs at, and maybe we'll have a Dungeness crab cocktail. Or maybe I'll wait and get it tomorrow so it'll be fresh. That's a better idea. So I'll just go to the store. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Talk to you soon.